This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared Monday, a day after an apparently botched Israeli undercover operation in Gaza left several Palestinians and an Israeli officer dead. It was the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza War. Sirens wailed across southern Israel as hundreds of rockets and mortar rounds rained in from Gaza. Several homes and a bus were hit, one person killed, several, including a soldier, wounded. At least three Palestinians were killed, several wounded in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. Dozens of suspected Hamas targets hit, including the Al-Aqsa television station, where paramedics and others sifted through rubble. Sunday's Israeli undercover operation remains unexplained, according to Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback, who watches the region closely.
Something, according to the Israelis, apparently went wrong, and seven Palestinians, including a senior Hamas official, were killed, and an Israeli officer, very high-level lieutenant colonel, was killed.
The flare-up is seen as a setback to mediation efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the UN to broker a longer-term ceasefire. Border tensions remain high since late March, when sporadic Palestinian protests along the border erupted. Two Congolese opposition leaders have withdrawn their support for a single candidate in next month's scheduled presidential election. Sunday, Felix Tshisekedi and Vital Kamerhe agreed to back businessman Martin Fayulu. Maître Kalonji was among scores of opposition supporters demonstrating in the capital, Kinshasa, against the choice of Fayulu. He is a Tshisekedi supporter. The decision to pull out of the deal threatens opposition chances of wresting control of government from the ruling party of President Joseph Kabila, who has governed the country for the past 18 years. This is VOA News. The Saudi pro-government coalition resumed airstrikes against Houthi rebel defenders in the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Monday. Ground forces used mortars against suspected rebel targets in the city. Dozens have been killed, including civilians, since the renewed operation was launched November 1st. In Saudi Arabia, visiting British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt pressed for an end to the nearly four-year conflict.
We have 8.5 million people on the brink of starvation. We have 14,000 people getting cholera every single week at the moment. It is a desperate humanitarian situation, and so I impressed on everyone the urgency of the situation we're facing.
The port city remains a key lifeline for millions of malnourished people. International pressure on Riyadh has increased since the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. In California, hundreds are missing, and at least 42 have died in deadly fires in the north and south of the state. Fierce dry winds are fueling the fires that have consumed tens of thousands of hectares of land, thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced, and as many are under evacuation orders. Darrell Osby is chief of the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
We're still in a red flag weather right now. We're expecting up to 40 mile per hour winds through Tuesday. Our primary focus right now for our firefighters on this incident is first life, then property protection, and then line containment.
More than 8,000 firefighters are battling the blazes. The Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies says it has identified at least 13 of what may become 20 undeclared missile operating bases in North Korea. Researcher Joseph Bermudez said maintenance and improvements have been made despite Pyongyang's pledges to denuclearize. Despite multiple summits, no agreement with the North has been reached on declaring the size and location of its nuclear and missile programs. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide bombing in Kabul that killed at least six people. The attack occurred close to a rally denouncing recent Taliban targeting the minority Shia Hazara group. The UN-backed global advocacy group Family Planning 2020 issued a report showing the number of women and girls in poor countries using modern contraceptive methods has increased by 46 million since 2012, but still falls short of the goal of 120 million by 2020. On Wall Street, investors engaged in another sell-off in tech and financial company shares, sending the benchmark Dow Jones Index to a loss of more than 600 points Monday to 25,387. Oil prices declines eased after key supplier Saudi Arabia announced plans to cut output. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.